Hello, my name is Chip Lang. You are listening to Total EM. This is another podcast. This time we're going to talk about abscesses. And I know we've talked a little bit about abscesses before in the past. Podcast number 13, we talked about the cold hard steel in the abscess, in which case we talked about a few different things regarding abscess management. And we've also been on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine to talk about the same sort of stuff there. The SGM has been a great source, and I've learned a lot thanks to Ken Milne, but we also want to add this most recent study that came out. And there's a couple of reasons why. Now, in the recent studies that have been published in other places, such as the Talon et al. Paper, that involved trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, or TMP-SMX, and it was used mostly for larger abscesses. But this time, we're going to hit it a little differently. We're going to talk about two different antibiotics that were studied, the idea of seeing if one was better than the other, and also is used for smaller abscesses, those less than 5 centimeters in size. So this is a really important paper. It's actually a very well done paper. And so we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about it. We're going to have full show notes on the website. So I highly encourage that you go there to get some more of the nitty gritty details. We're going to do this one different than some of the recent RCTs we've done, but this is because it's such a solid paper. So let's first talk about the title of this paper. The title is A Placebo-Controlled Trial for Antibiotics for Smaller Skin Abscesses. The case that we're going to use today is a 34-year-old male with no past significant medical history presenting to your ED complaining of a skin abscess that's been present for 2 days. He is afebrile and denies any known drug allergies. On exam, you note a 4-centimeter diameter area of erythema and swelling that is warm to the touch. Ultrasound confirms your diagnosis of an abscess. After incision and drainage, you are trying to decide if this patient needs antibiotics. You know that the two most common ones are clindamycin and trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, or TMP-SMX. However, you don't know if either one of them is more effective than the other, or if you even need antibiotics in the first place for such a small abscess. Now, the background about this is that skin abscesses are very common in the healthcare setting, especially in emergency departments. This is something you're going to see pretty much every shift. And we usually treat these with incision and drainage, but we also have to figure out other things that we're going to do with this. And so that includes irrigation or packing, any of those types of things come up, but we also need to talk about antibiotics as it's becoming a growing part of it. Now, clindamycin and TMP-SMX are some of the most frequently used given their low cost along with their safety and efficacy. A recent trial by Talon et al. That we've already mentioned used larger abscesses than TMP-SMX, and there have been other studies that have used both clindamycin and TMP-SMX, but did not include a placebo or included smaller size abscesses. So this study helps take care of those issues. The clinical question that the researchers asked is, does clindamycin or TMP-SMX in conjunction with incision and drainage improve short-term outcomes in patients with a simple abscess compared with incision and drainage alone? Now, the PICO, or the population inclusion comparison and outcome, was rather lengthy, but essentially almost every patient, as long as they're over 6 months old and had some basic signs of an abscess, were included. Those findings included at least two or more of the following signs and symptoms for at least 24 hours: erythema, swelling or induration, local warmth, purulent drainage, and tenderness to pain or palpation. There's a whole laundry list of exclusion criteria, and we're just going to include those in the show notes. The intervention was using incision and drainage with either 300 milligrams of clindamycin given 3 times daily or TMP-SMX given as 800 milligrams of sulfamethoxazole and 160 milligrams of trimethoprim given 2x daily with a placebo given in between those two doses. The comparison was incision and drainage with a placebo that was taken 3 times daily. And the outcome, the primary outcome at least, was clinical cure 7 to 10 days at the end of treatment. Now, the authors conclude that as compared with incision and drainage alone, clindamycin or TMP-SMX in conjunction with incision and drainage improves short-term outcomes of patients who have a simple abscess. The benefit must be weighed against the known side effect profile of these medications. Now, the quality checklist for randomized clinical trials is something we usually go by step by step, but I'm actually going to go over it this time because every answer was yes, at least as well as I understand the study and going through it. Now, if you see something that's potentially a no, let me know. But the only thing I think of is that when it comes to question number 7, All participants, clinicians, patients, outcome assessors were unaware of group allocation. The answer is yes, with the exception of the research pharmacists who determined the correct dosing. To me, that's not that big of a deal given the way that the study had to be performed. So the key results, essentially, it comes down to both antibiotics were great and they were better than the placebo with pretty similar cure rates. We're looking at 83.1% in clindamycin and 81.7% in trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, and the placebo having a cure rate of 68.9%. That p-value for that is less than 0.001. And this is a pretty significant finding given that this shows that antibiotics have great benefit. But there's even more detail with this. So when I go into the key points of debate, and you can find this on the show notes, there's a little more detail to it, but essentially these are some of the highlights from this. The NNT was impressive when treating Staphylococcus aureus species in general. The NNT for antibiotics in general was 7.4 in this study, but when treating for Staph aureus type infections, the NNT was 5.1, and even better in MRSA type cases, methicillin resistant Staphylococcus aureus. The cure rate at the NNT was 4.6 in the trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole group. And then in MSSA, methicillin sensitive Staphylococcus aureus, for clindamycin, the NNT was 4.3. Again, these show benefits for such antibiotics, but it seems to show that this is mostly limited to Staph aureus type infections. Keep in mind that there are some major pros and cons for clindamycin. Resistance has been found in clindamycin, and in this study, there were 13 patients with such resistance. One of these even had a disc diffusion resistance or D-zone testing resistance. This is something I'm going to have to talk about more at another time, but there are great resources showing why this can be a real problem. Essentially, when you treat someone with such an antibiotic, they can actually be initially sensitive, but actually be resistant once you start giving the antibiotics. And it's kind of an interesting cascade of events, and that'd be something, like I said, we'd have to talk about later. Now, when you talk about associated adverse events, well, that happened twice as much in clindamycin compared to the TMP-SMX group or the placebo group, a very important finding. Also, using clindamycin led to a rate of recurrence about half of that of placebo or TMP-SMX. Even though there were more side effects, it seems like it did a better job at long-term cure rates. So this is something important to keep in the back of your minds when you're trying to figure out how you want to treat these patients. Also keep in mind that clindamycin was found to be better, at least in this study, compared to TMP-SMX in the treatment of abscesses in children. Now, another big point to remember is just like clindamycin has its pros and cons, so does trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole. Now, a lower dose was used in the study. Again, this was the traditional double dose versus the Talon et al. Paper had the quadruple dose for 7 days. This is important to keep in mind because that double dose for 10 days is usually the one that you're going to find most commercial pharmacies are going to give the biggest discount, i.e. the $4 list. Now, another interesting point, there is no resistance to TMP-SMX found in this study. Now, other places, of course, are going to have resistance, but this is a great showing that TMP-SMX seems to be a better option than clindamycin when it comes to resistance. However, there were serious adverse events in the study, with TMP-SMX being the only one that seemed to be related to the antibiotics, according to the outcome assessors. And that was a hypersensitivity reaction that did fully resolve, but that hypersensitivity reaction is something we need to keep in mind. The final point that I want to make with this is although the study did use two of the most common antibiotics, there are others that are out there, such as doxycycline, which some facilities use quite a bit. However, there are contraindications for this, such as using it in patients less than 8 years of age. So when we compare our conclusions, we agree that antibiotics seem to be improving short-term outcomes and can be used for even small, simple abscesses. Now, this is something that I was already using in my patient population, but it's important to keep in the back of your minds because if you haven't been using it yet and you said that the Talon et al. Paper wasn't applicable to most of your patients given the size of abscess, I would love to hear your feedback on this one because this paper is kind of shooting down that argument. And that's why I've been using this because it seemed like it was such a good idea. You've got complicated cellulitis or abscess and you're trying to use this. Well, now you've got even another beneficial reason because this is one that's pretty much a localized abscess and still had better rates of improvement thanks to the antibiotics. So our bottom line is just that. Even for small abscess, you can use this, but it's going to have the most benefit in Staph aureus. However, let's face it, Staph aureus is going to be the most common thing we're going to run across. So let's talk about the case resolution. After completing the incision and drainage, you discuss with the patient the risks, benefits, and potential complications of antibiotics. With shared decision-making, he agrees to antibiotics and you prescribe him medications before he is discharged. So when it comes to the clinical application, keep in mind that this is an awesome NNT, especially for Staph aureus. This is a cheap, overall safe, and efficacious drug combination. You can use either the clindamycin or the TMP-SMX. Personally, unless they have an allergy, I'm usually going with TMP-SMX first, given the low cost, especially considering that clindamycin isn't on usually those $4 lists, but that trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole combination usually is. And a lot of my patients are not going to be able to afford any drugs any more expensive than they have to be. So for me, this is a great choice, but I'm going to have both of these in my back pocket ready to go and know that there are going to be certain risks and benefits, and I'm going to have this conversation with my patients. So what do you actually tell your patient? Antibiotics have been shown to be helpful in treating abscesses. In addition to opening up the abscess through incision and drainage, especially in the staph type infections we often see, there is a benefit with antibiotics. These are usually well tolerated, but there are some risks such as allergic reactions, but is more often to have more mild symptoms such as nausea and diarrhea. All right, I know that was a quick review, and it's not quite our usual way. I want your feedback to know if this seems to be a better way to do it versus going through all the different parts like we usually do in others that we've done in the past for RCTs. I want to thank everyone for listening. Please let me know if there's anything that we need to change or improve. Tell me if you really like this. Tell me if you hate it. I need to know this. We really want to do whatever we can to make this a better project. Please email us at thetotaldm@gmail.com or see us at Twitter or Facebook. We hope to talk to you soon. Until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere. Thank you for downloading another episode of Total EM. We want to thank our bandwidth sponsor, FunnyRx, for sponsoring this show. You can also see them on our website, but we also have included links to their website, funnyrx.com. Again, thank you, FunnyRx, for sponsoring this episode.